Good afternoon. This is the middle of May, 2012. And if we go another 120 days, then the mystical principles list, or group, will have been running for 7 years. 7. I think that's a important number because I can remember Joel Goldsmith saying that it takes 7 years to guide a new person into the infinite way to that place where they have gone beyond the letter to the spirit, which means that instead of relying on quotations and affirmations and denials and scriptures and statements of truth, that now plays very little part in the inner life of such a student. Now this student has learned how to sit down and close their eyes, or perhaps not even close their eyes, but simply turn their attention within, and without the need of words or thoughts, tune in to the inner Christ consciousness, to the mind that was in Christ Jesus, for it has now become the mind within them, or the consciousness within them. And if my work has been successful, then of the over 150 students of the Infinite Way, and perhaps several that are not members of the Mystical Principles list, but have listened to recordings and read the texts, if my work has been successful, then many of these have come to that place where they are able to turn within and be taught of God. For they shall all be taught of God. And if my work has been successful, then I am no longer needed. And I've been contemplating this for some time. I've been thinking that perhaps it's time to surrender the mystical principles list and let it dissolve. There's that other statement of the Master's, if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. And so as I ponder over this and I look for guidance and direction, the nudge, the inner nudge to either say yea or nay, or perhaps not yet, I am just as, well, I'll be just as surprised as you will what the answer is, because of myself I don't have it. Seven years ago, as I sat in this same chair over here to my left and had a meditation, the question was, how could I pour out, or how could I step aside and be an instrument for that consciousness within to pour out? and express itself. And, as many of you know, it has poured out as several hundred talks, many texts, three books, in addition to all of the Herb Fitch material, which now consists of one book, many, many e-books, electronic books, and several hundred audios, several hundred talks. In addition, we have gone through the 1955 Kailua Study Series, and many of you joined me in that study, which took a year to complete from beginning to end. All of this has been in an attempt to help you, dear listener, dear Infinite Way student, to come from the letter of truth into the spirit of truth, or the awareness of Christ in your midst, or the ability to tune in to Christ consciousness within you, or if you prefer, the ability to listen to the still small voice of the Father within your being. I have seen the progress of many of you from the early days when you wished for prayer and meditation so that you might solve some human problem or receive some human betterment, to today when the only requests I receive from you are to lift you into a higher state of awareness, or to be with you as you rest back in that awareness. And yes, I also see some are still in the same place they were 7 years ago. So that tells me in itself that I had nothing and have nothing to do with it. Otherwise, everyone would be at the same place. Give or take a little progress. But they're not. Some have progressed with leaps and bounds. Some have taken little baby steps, and some, well, the progress is hardly noticeable. And so I have to feel that the progress is that each individual has made has been determined by their state of consciousness and their willingness to follow directions, to be led of the Spirit rather than their best thinking. Yes. If I go not away, the Comforter cannot come unto you. For those of you that think I'm special, you are mistaken. I've said it, and I say it, and will say it. Of myself, I can do nothing. There is within me a transcendental consciousness, which if I get me out of the way, and stand still and bear witness, it flows. And that transcendental consciousness is the same consciousness within you and within all that is. So it must be also true that if you get yourself out of the way, that transcendental consciousness will flow. And if you've already done that and or are doing that, then you know you too of yourself are nothing. And yet this presence, the presence, the awareness, the consciousness within makes all things new as we stand still and bear witness. This connecting thread, this spiritual consciousness flowing in our midst, expressing individually through you, through me. This is the Savior for planet Earth. There is no other. There's no treaty, no Congress, no kings, no rulers, no presidents, no prime ministers, no queens, no government will save this planet. If it is to be saved from the selfishness and deceit and immoral people that we see with our eyes, it will be saved by you and I individually walking amongst the people, but seeing, being aware of this transcendental presence in their midst and in our midst. This is lifting up the eye. And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all mankind unto me. And so if I was to send you forth with a mission, well, it would be nothing short than that you become the Savior of mankind. That you be an instrument for the second coming of Christ. And the second coming of Christ, as you know now, is not a man. It is that transcendental presence in our midst, felt by all within. This is the one Son, the Son of God, the eternal living Christ. The instructions were pretty simple, though over the centuries we tended to complicate them. The instructions were, abide in me, and let me abide in you, so shall you be my disciple. Perhaps it's taken all this time for you and I to see that it never was about demonstrating people, places, and things. Christ didn't come to earth that you might have a materialistic, abundant life. Christ came to earth to show us how to be instruments so that I, in the midst, is first recognized and then demonstrated as it lives your life for you, and then recognized in your brother and sister, in the animals and plants, until that eye really does reveal the abundance of the Father's love, the life that flows between us all. I am come that life may be revealed in all its abundance. I suppose the correct thing to do at this point is to sort of walk backwards for a moment for those that are in need and say, if you do not have the ability or are not yet demonstrating, and by demonstrating I mean you stand to the side and bear witness to Christ living your life, flowing through, if you do not have that ability, then you need to practice meditation. Because in meditation, you develop the capacity to see, to feel this I, this Christ consciousness within. You develop spiritual discernment so that you can discern the same presence as an omnipresence in all those you meet. And if you have not yet learned to do that, to commune with that in all, then of course you need to practice meditation. If you are not interested in that, and you have too many pressing problems, then you need to go back and study spiritual healing and the art of spiritual healing, so that you might practice the principles which will free you from world thought. If you are to go and be amongst them and yet not of them, you cannot go carrying these problems with you. And so you need to study the nature of error, although that's not an enjoyment for most people. Still, you miss something, and so you need to study the nature of error and the nature of prayer. And if you do not have a love of God, then you also need to study the nature of God. And so you may need to go back and find what you missed in the letter before attempting to come into the Spirit of Truth. And if you are not practicing feeling this presence everywhere you find yourself, then perhaps you need to go back and study practicing the presence, because you have not made it your daily, hourly practice to remember this presence. And so you see, there's a deliberate path. First learn the letter, yes. And if you miss something from the letter, you cannot go forward. And so be honest. I must have missed something. Go back and find it. The nature of error, the nature of prayer, the nature of God, and practicing the presence, and the art of spiritual healing. When you have the correct letter of truth, then you come to your meditation and you do not bring your problems. Furthermore, most of your problems, if not all of your problems, are met by this indwelling presence dissolving them and revealing itself in their place. Then you can go forward with this indwelling presence and be an instrument for the saving of this planet, for the saving of all mankind. then you can be an instrument for that Savior which is in your midst and my midst and all midst. Joel called it the circle of Christhood, and he was hoping to see that circle encircle the planet, so that anyone, anywhere, reaching out would touch that Christ consciousness, because someone, somewhere, all around the planet, 24 hours a day, would be in a silence, and that transcendental Christ would be functioning. Now, such a circle of Christhood is real and exists, and you can be a part of it, especially if you have gone from the letter to the Spirit. And I can tell you, if you don't already know, that this circle of Christhood is lifted up, strengthened, and filled with the Spirit from the invisible kingdom. There are many in the invisible that are also a part of this circle of Christhood. And you, if you have surrendered your personal sense of life to the point where you feel, yes, I live, yet not I anymore, Christ liveth here. If you are experiencing that, you too are and must be a part of the circle of Christhood. And what is it that you must do? Nothing. All that you must do is stand ye still and see the salvation of Christ. Bear witness to the Christ in yourself and in all that you behold throughout your day and night. This makes you a part of that living Christ flowing in our midst, in all of our midst, constantly, forever, eternally. You are a part of the circle of Christhood. And someone somewhere reaching out touches that Christ. You may find out who it is someday, you may never know until you leave this plane. But you will be a part of the upliftment of all mankind into a permanent state of Christ consciousness in all of our midst forever. You see, it never was about demonstrating people, places, and things. No, Christ had a higher, much higher, loftier goal than what the human had. But it tricked you into being a part of it. And the funny thing is that while you are a part of the circle of Christhood, no longer concerned with yourself, all of your needs are met. There really are the added things, and they really come to those that serve. We are servants of the Most High. This is our function on earth, to be instruments for the divine, to bear witness to Christ, living, being, flowing. For those of you who have joined me in the circle of Christhood over the last 7 years, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. You are beautiful. And you are blessed. But you know that. You know. And so as we walk this last little bit until our 7th anniversary in Mystical Principles, which is around the middle of September, I hope you who haven't made a commitment will let go of that last little bit of humanhood that you're hanging on to. The last little bit of personal sense that you hope to fulfill. And join us in the fellowship of the Spirit. We are a hidden, underground, new humanity. One here, one there. We may never meet on this plane, yet we are connected through our love of God, our service to mankind, to the Christ, and our willingness to let the light shine. The sun in me is the sun in you, and this sun is one. Paul said it when he said, just as your body has many members, so are we all in Christ. You may be in South Africa, and I am in North Carolina, USA, and yet in the invisible, the self-same Spirit operates both of us. You may be in Chicago, I may be in England, and yet the self-same Spirit flows through us both. We are one sun. And this one sun is the living Christ, not a dead Christ of 2,000 years ago, the living Christ today in our midst. Living, breathing, fulfilling the Father's will. And it is the Father's good pleasure to give the kingdom, this inner realm, this inner Christ, to all. Again, you have no way of knowing. You could be sitting or standing and feeling this presence envelop you, and at the same time, someone in Germany is crying out, "My God, is there a God? Help me." And suddenly there's a feeling of the presence which flowed through you and through him or her. It's beautiful the way it works. No human being can ever take credit for what they do not know at the conscious level. And yet, sometimes, in the quiet, in the silence, you can feel, well, Christ Jesus said it, he felt virtue flow out. Sometimes you can feel it flow. Just for a moment, you know it went somewhere. But again, Jesus Christ told us, all those who are born of the Spirit are like the wind. You feel it when it's upon you, but but you do not know where it goes. This is the experience he was describing, the experience you must and will have as you walk in the Spirit, in the fellowship of the Spirit, in the circle of Christhood. Then, too, there are those in the invisible that are not on the higher planes yet. They still experience themselves as basically human. And here and there, one of those is reaching out. There must be something more. You mean I have to go back and repeat that again? There must be something more. What did I miss? What is the answer? And that Spirit flowing through you in the inner planes touches such a one as this. And suddenly they have an inner knowing. God, that's what I missed. The light shining through you is awakening the light in them. It's the same light. Yes, one with God, with this inner light, is a majority. And so, of the 150 plus people in the Mystical Principles list around the world, and the many people that visit the website around the world but never have joined the list, and the many people that were given talks and texts and e-books and books from the site that have never visited either, all form that circle of Christhood around this entire planet. I invite you to stop living for yourself. Stop thinking of yourself. Take no thought for your life. Join us in the fellowship of the Spirit. Stand aside. Witness the circle of Christhood as it works through you, through your consciousness flowing. And see, as I have seen, all your needs are met by some invisible hand. I say all your needs are met. All your needs. Better than you ever could have dreamed possible, as you are about your Father's business. Christ Jesus said, I came down from heaven to do the will of him that sent me. And now you are invited to the same table, to the same temple, to the same circle of Christhood, to do the will of him who sent you. You were not sent here to enjoy 60 or 70 years and then move on. You were sent here to do the will of him that sent you, to be a part of the circle of Christhood. This is an honor no one will ever deserve, and yet bestowed upon those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in renouncing, surrendering personal sense and all of its desires. Then you are anointed, ushered in to the kingdom, invited in to the inner temple, the inner sanctuary. And this should be your permanent abiding place. This is the secret place of the Most High. And of course none of these things shall come nigh thy dwelling place, for you do not dwell in a personal sense of life now. You dwell in the inner temple, not made with hands. An eternal temple. In any heaven you enter, you will be in that temple. You will find yourself in the temple throughout eternity. This is the circle of Christhood to which you now belong. Again, for those who have joined me in this last 7 years, I say thank you, thank you, thank you. I walked alone for a lot of years, and it is so beautiful to have you, my friends, with me, that we may all behold the glory of the Father, and that is the glory of the risen Son. The active Son, the functioning Son, the living Son in our midst. As we move forward in the weeks to come, I have made no decision about anything. I didn't even decide to make this talk today. In fact, I was just going to do nothing, take it easy. So I have decided nothing. I decide nothing. It's not my decision anymore. I follow Christ. But I do ponder and I do contemplate what next for mystical principles. Has its time passed? Or shall it go on? Is there something yet to give? Something yet to share? Something yet to pass on to help us move from the letter to the spirit? And I do not know. Obviously today there was, because here we are together. I do not know what the future holds. I know there is a deep, deep feeling of love for you all. I was looking today on my computer at some of the early messages from 2005, and I see so many of you that are still here, and it's just astounding to me that you have stayed so long. And I love you. I won't go into individual names, but you know who you are. I still see you pop up in my messages from time to time. It's amazing. And just think, it doesn't end here. As a part of the circle of Christhood, we are friends for eternity. Forever. Growing deeper and deeper into the inner chambers of the Spirit. And a deeper and more profound love flowing amongst us. So perhaps you all will join me. I'm still having 8:30 meditations every single evening. Perhaps you all will join me, and we can lift up the circle of Christhood and see what it reveals next for the mystical principles, and see what it looks like when the Savior flows through us all at the same time. I invite you to join me. Join us in the eternal circle of Christhood. And now I just want to take a moment and say, Father, thank you for all that you have done, for everyone that you have flowed to, for all that you have awakened, for all that you have lifted up, for all that you have set free. Thank you for your presence, which does these things, which appears as these things. Thank you for your eternal, immortal self, which lives at the center of us all, which is itself the Christ forming the circle. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As I feel that Christ in my very midst, this very second, the Father once again puts his seal on this talk, on this activity, and on you who listen. I have come that you might have life, and that life eternal. Thank you, my friends. Many blessings. Much love. Infinite gratitude.